you can push it too far. So,
yeah, I can't believe they brought a porn star for that.
Isn't that crazy? So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the people got, you know, they definitely got frustrated by that, and I get it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think? Yeah. Let us know in the comments. What do you guys think?
No, we're not. We have to go live. Hang on.
We are live.
Okay. Right. What happened to the intro music?
What do you mean?
We have a whole thing.
Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
That's the wrong intro music. It's the packaging today live with your host Velia, and it's got Daddy Fingers, and banned in Belarus.
We're not going to be banned in Belarus this time.
We're trying to pick up our Belarusian audience, I guess. Wow, we're just live. You just did it.
I did it. I mean, I don't know. We've been talking for the last 30 minutes. I don't know if anybody caught any of that.
How long have we been live for?
Like at least 30. We're wrapping up.
This is a real story. Everybody, come on in close.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
Look into my white rimmed glasses that I now need because I stare at screens too much and have had eye surgeries. So one time I was talking to a gentleman who will remain nameless, not part of our community here, but in the packaging industry. We talked for a solid 35 minutes, and this person said, "Are you okay? I've been recording this and I'd like to put it out for my podcast." And I said, "Absolutely not. Are you crazy? What do you mean? You're just recording me without knowing? He's like, "Well, you know, I just think it's better. I think it's better that we have an organic conversation." And I'm like, "I don't even know what I said." Like,
yeah,
you got to tell people. You got to tell people when they're being recorded, everybody.
No,
happy April 1st to the world. So many people are commenting. Look at the comments just coming in. Let's start sharing them. Here we've got
Daddy Fingers with.
Hang on. How do I?
We got nobody. We got nothing.
There's nobody. We've been ghosted.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah. Because April Fool's on us.
You just jumped. Everyone's performing. They all teamed up in the group chat. They all became friends on MySpace, and they were like, "Let's not comment at all because Corey's not there." Corey's on assignment, everybody.
He is on assignment. He's
in New Orleans, traveling to SPC.
Yep. He's doing important stuff.
Sustainable Packaging Coalition event. Everyone go say hi to Corey. Please go up, give him a hug. He loves hugs. Take a selfie with him. Post it on LinkedIn. Tag me, tag Avelio, tag Corey.
You might win a prize.
We'll be sure to repost it. If you take the most awkward selfie with Corey, I'll send you out some weenus lube.
There you go.
On me. Oh, snap. Here they come. Here they come. Coming in hot.
Do you want me to play your song again?
I just need to keep singing so that things can be clipped. Hey, why not?
We always talk about like where I grew up and how I grew up all over the place.
Yeah.
So, a buddy that I grew up with in Maui, I was here in Phoenix last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, he was here for his cousin's wedding, and his cousin was getting married.
Hola, Carlos.
She was getting married to Young MC.
No way.
Yeah.
Crazy. Please tell me they busted a move.
There was and the guy that officiated the wedding was
his best friend Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry.
That's right.
If you can, because in the ceremony you'll be the best man.
Dude, exactly. They rolled with it. It was who was the It was Montel Jordan.
No way. So they were busting a move and they were being told this is how they do it. Was it that Monday night?
That was the way they started the
Was it in surprise because the party's on the west side? I'm a 40 and I turn it up. I just gotta keep singing so you have too many clips. those are my actually crazy. I just published an episode with the great and remarkable Brandy Parker before we got on here, and we discuss 90s music and how it was the pinnacle of music. And now I'm just a little disappointed that Young MC did not invite me to his wedding. I thought we were close. You know how many times I've karaoke'd Bust a Move? It's fine. I thought maybe he would have needed the packaging pastor to officiate.
That would have made more sense, right?
But
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Carlos. Right. Carlos noted my fluency in Spanish. España.
What did you say in Spanish? Surprise.
I said, hola, Carlos. Oh. It's from Dora the Explorer. That's
that's how you learned it.
That's how I learned it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right, man. So what are we talking about today? We are covering April Fool's packaging.
Yeah. And let's do it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like what, before we got on here, we were kind of just talking about all the different types of packaging that's out there. And like, does it make sense to have, sorry, I'm looking for something here and I'm losing it.
Yeah, you're really struggling here.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, David Jones. 90s music. 90s music is incredible. It was so good.
Yeah, yeah. This is all about packaging.
90s music.
What I was going to say is, what were we talking about? We were talking about whether or not it makes sense for brands to do April Fool's jokes. And I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think that we live currently in an attention economy, hence what we're doing. And anything that you can do to grab attention is going to be happening. It seems like, right? Now, I was raised by wolves. No. I was raised by my parents. And my dad used to tell me, he'd say, Adam, all things are permissible. Not everything is beneficial. And so I think that also pertains to April Fool's packaging is under the all things, right? It's a digital age. You can create a digital rendering of something that's funny. I think about like the Heinz ketchup two-sided bottle, right? They're obviously not going to produce that and make the mold and spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars for a joke. It's a digital rendering. But now you have digital printing that's coming along. And I think that brands can create various forms of just funny, you know, niche packaging that could land on April Fool's, or it could land on a totally other random reason or a random day. They don't have to wait till April 1st, right? I've personally never been like, oh, well, I got to go try that now because they came out with an April Fool's. To me,
that's
I don't know. It's like about like pranking people and, you know, I don't know, like having fun with your friends. It's not it doesn't need to be corporatized. Maybe I'm.
Are we old? It's like April Fool's for like, is there a certain point where you're like, oh my God, that's so great as a consumer. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, that's so lame. Like, is there like an age threshold where that doesn't make sense?
I don't know. I mean, we are not young. My body reminds me of that every time I go to Orange Theory or try to play basketball. But yeah, I mean, I think the problem is, I don't know. I don't know what lands with kids these days. Like, maybe we are the get off my lawn old people. Are there like TikTok trends and, you know, different things that land on April Fool's that are really great? I don't know. You can let us know in the comments too. I genuinely don't know. If you saw my post maybe a week or two back, like, I'm pro, like, I could care less if TikTok was legal or illegal in the US.
Yeah.
So I'm not really on there very much.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a,
oh yeah.
If you're down with April Fool's jokes, I mean, this is a pretty good, you know, squeezable glass bottle for syrup. You know, like it's fun to create some of these things, but when you create something, it's all about brand recognition and really selling a product. So do April Fool's packaging jokes sell more product? They get you more impressions, but you also have to be careful that, you know, how's that joke going to land? Mm-hmm. If it's going to be good, if it's going to be funny, it's got to kind of make a statement, right? It's got to have an opinion, and sometimes right. It's a little challenging.
As a failed stand-up mm-hmm. comedian, I did try one stand-up comedy act and it was awful. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. Don't ever mm-hmm. do it, folks. It's really miserable. But I will say that you have to be able to connect with the audience, right? So what you think is funny, like I thought my jokes were funny, mm-hmm. and the audience at Everyday Joe's Coffee Shop in Fort Collins, Colorado, disagreed. And it's hard to be up there trying to tell jokes and people not laughing. And I think that you do see a lot of that actually, I would guess, on April Fool's. You know, like what we were talking about when you abruptly just started this thing. Yeah. You know, I was mentioning Liquid Death and how they brought a porn star to Utah. And there was a lot of backlash on that. So I mean, Liquid Death is obviously pushing the envelope. We can get into some of their stuff. We can talk about the Adidas box. But you can go over the line and push the envelope a little bit further than even a brand with great, like, brand cachet. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. Brand equity, like Liquid Death, I think they did lose some people. And so you can run the risk of losing customers if you push too far.
Yeah. Well, I've been a huge fan of Liquid Death since the beginning. You know, I was lucky enough to have Mike Cesario on the podcast. I don't know, like 4 years ago when before the brand, you know, had blown up, we kind of went through all the stuff. So huge fan, big supporter of them, love what they've done in marketing, but I'm kind of tired of it now, you know, like it's not as funny anymore. They've kind of changed their product. So I think there's also kind of a balance of how often you put out this type of content. You know, it's like, yeah, what's the next Doritos April Fool's joke? Like, you know, I don't think anybody cares at this point. But unless you're a young consumer and you haven't seen, you don't have the history, then it's like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's buying product because of April Fool's jokes packaging. Right. And we kind of take a look at some of the stuff.
I would guess not, but let's look at, I know we pulled up some, so let's take a look. And what do we got here?
We got, I'm opening this up in Photoshop because this is what's easiest. Whoa. For me. So like this is Adidas, the Adidas shoebox.
Why does that have to be an April Fool's joke? I think that's kind of cool.
Right. This is
I changed my mind on everything. I totally would have bought these shoes.
Right. That's the thing, is like, it's funny. You know, I'm sure they digitally printed these, they just laminated them. You know, somebody had a good time cutting this stuff and taking a quick picture of this. Or they did 3D renders.
Now, but, if I'm being critical, they could have just made the three stripes and then had the shoelaces
roll into it,
crisscross the shoelaces, right? They could have had the three stripes going up, but yeah. I'm not a designer. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. That's how old we are. I don't think that commercial's been on for a while.
No. But, you know, so if you're looking at this and you're like, oh, wait, this is great. This is great packaging. This is a good use of time and money. Then, you know, let us know, because again, I'm like, this is kind of cute,
but I think it's kind of cool. I would have told it. Was this an April Fool's Day joke?
Yeah, this is on and I scoured the dieline.com for the latest April Fool's jokes. They gave what the best was.
Okay, that's a good one. It's not even a joke.
This is the top one.
I'll totally do it.
Then there's this sriracha mayo or mayo, sriracha mayo toothpaste.
Oh, it's toothpaste. I was like, I would eat sriracha mayo, but it's toothpaste. Got it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do sriracha mayo here in my house. If you, you know, you may or may not know, I love cooking. Yeah. But I do, even better is a Tapatio mayo. But like, I don't know, for this, for toothpaste, like they had a little video of somebody brushing their teeth with this pink stuff and going out, you know, like a little commercial.
Yeah, I think does a good April Fool's joke. It has to be like believable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to the Heinz ketchup thing. I was like, I could totally see where somebody would be like, this, we should do this. Cause brands do crazy things. Like
yeah.
This one, I was like, yeah, sriracha mayo. And then it's like toothpaste. I'm like, April Fool's joke.
Yeah. You kind of miss.
Yeah. Like it's clearly not, they're not going to commercialize sriracha mayo toothpaste. So
it's not, yeah, it's an obvious fail.
Fail. Brand, yeah. Who is that?
Lee Cum Net. I don't know.
Call me if you need some sriracha mayo toothpaste labels printed, though.
Then there's this one. It's hydrating dog water, right?
Dog so it's water.
So it's like, it's like all these other powders that you add to your water to help the water hydrate you more.
Help it. Yeah, but that's like
more water.
That's a real thing, though.
It is. Now this one's for dogs.
No. There's wagon water, which is a like nutrient enriched water that you can give to your dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like that's
so they basically. Product. So they basically made a real product that exists.
I mean, I don't think it's plant-based chicken flavored. That's probably like this would be maybe a good, like people might be hitting them up, whoever the brand was, like, hey, I really want this. They're like April Fools. They're like, okay. Yeah, but seriously.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, people would probably buy this product.
Yeah.
You know, I get my dog to drink more water. I'm pretty sure dogs know when they need to drink water. They're not carrying around a water bottle.
Like water is the sustenance of life. And yeah. So, you know, giving your dog, if you want your dogs to live longer, the idea is like give them nutrients in their water because they drink water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But you're right. So I'm going to reach out to Water Dog and be like, hey, this is where can I find this on your website? And like, ah, jokes on you.
This is literally dog water.
Yeah. So
that's some kid's joke, I think.
Then there's this one, which I thought this one was pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
You know, and this one was pretty good because they did, there was like a coming soon, right? And it showed like, I don't know if you saw the post, but there was like you could see the top of the can and on the actual little pop top.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a little Pringles hint. You know, so this is kind of funny, but
no. So question, does Olipop coming out with a Pringles branded sour cream and onion, do they need to go to Pringles and get permission to create the digital assets for this?
It's a parody. So technically I don't think they do, but they probably did.
I would imagine so. Cause they're a big enough brand now that they at least had to look into the legalities of it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a parody. You're able to do it, but as a brand, you kind of want both to push,
maybe Pringles reviews. Join them?
I don't know. That's like, how do you do it? These Del Taco Tic Tacs.
Again, I'm laughing, and so it's like, okay, they did a pretty good job. Now, am I going to go out and buy Tic Tacs? But here's the point.
When was the last time you bought Tic Tacs?
I don't know, this year.
You did?
Uh-huh.
I have not bought Tic Tacs. I was like 7.
I enjoy a good Tic Tac. I think the point of this isn't like, oh, that's really funny, I'm going to go buy Tic Tacs. But it's about like putting the brand, like brand awareness. Mm-hmm. So the next time I'm there, I'm like, should I get Altoids or Tic Tacs? And maybe they're not going to be able to tie it to it, but maybe I'm like, I'll buy some mild sauce Del Scorcho Tic Tacs.
They're so funny. Let me buy Tic Tacs.
Yeah. I mean, you're not making that direct connection, but I think the point is just like general brand awareness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, though. That's a good, I think that one's pretty well executed. Del Taco and Tic Tacs.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, not at all. I think this one's terrible.
Tell me why you hate me.
It's terrible rendering. right? If you're going to go, if you're going to do this, then it needs to look at least realistic in some sense. So it looks super horrible. Then Tic Tac Del Taco. I don't see the connection. Tic Taco, I guess. I don't know, but it's not, it's missing. It's missing a beat for me.
You say taco, I say taco, taco, taco.
This one showed up after, which this one's pretty funny.
Mac and cheese, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, this one's it's gross, but I don't know. Kids are, you know, you feed your kids some weird shit. But like, this is like, I don't know. You can almost see
plant-based chicken dog water is what I'm going to be feeding them pretty soon.
But there's like, what do you call it? There's Kraft mac and cheese with Cheetos powder in it as a real product. So is Fruity, is a Fruity product that far-fetched? Not really. It just shows how bad we.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. hot dog water.
Can we talk about this aluminum can?
Yeah.
Because that water is definitely raw hot dog in the aluminum. That's gross.
It is
that
gross.
Like makes me want to throw up.
Mm-hmm. I like how they did the ketchup and mustard text.
Oh yeah, they totally did.
Yeah.
Good what is House of Miracles? But clearly, what does that say?
Seven House? Select House of Miracles.
I don't know what that is.
Was that like an own brand?
It's pretty
when was
gross.
Last time, yeah, when was the last time you were at 7-Eleven?
But actually, you know what? When you boil a hot dog, this is where this is pretty genius. Because if you ever grew up and you would not like grill hot dogs, but you would boil them in the hot dog water, that's pretty solid.
Hey, well, actually, you know what? It's super hydrating. Hot dog water is, you know, it's a little known fact. It's very hydrating.
Plant-based hot dog water is...
It's like Gatorade.
It's pretty samesies, really. It's really the samesies. Boy, the comments are really popping off with our conversations here.
Yeah, I know. People are loving this.
They're like, when does Corey come back?
But no, but, you know, I think this is what's happening in packaging today is April Fool's stuff.
What is this? Gapple? Oh, I get it. It's...
Yeah, and they had a thing where it was like, think different, dress same.
Are they supposed to be Gap products in Apple packaging?
I guess.
And is that the Steve Jobs?
That's the Steve Jobs, yeah.
Okay.
But,
that one's not really, like, that didn't really land as a joke. I don't know. That's kind of like, Oh, we got a comment.
We got a comment.
Finally, God, thank you for saving us. Boy, this thing was really going downhill from the moment it started. What does John say? John says, I think there are a lot of fun and innovative April Fool's ideas for what might have seemed ridiculous in years past. In today's market, where there are some strange bedfellows of brands, maybe there needs to be more of these weird products made real. You could actually, if you wanted to, go to the Meow Wolf exhibit. I went to the one in Las Vegas. They actually do this. They make the products real. They make April Fool's packaging real in the Meow Wolf supermarket. And you can buy them. You could actually, it's not cheap. You can actually go buy the products there. And coincidentally, Liquid Death is also for sale in that they finagled their way into that supermarket, which is perfect branding for them. Because they're, you know, like we talked about a little bit, Liquid Death is literally April Fool's packaging over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's their brand.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Speaking of Cheetos and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, there's this one.
Yeah.
Then, all right, so then that leads us to this. And this is, all right, so this is Last Crumb, you know, a cookie company. You can check them out on the podcast also when these guys kicked off. And they did some great e-com packaging for cookies. A box of cookies is like $210 for 12 cookies. And they sell out every single time they do a release. So crazy. But this was over Easter, right? So yesterday was Easter. And it's like cookies worth resurrecting for Happy Easter. I'm gonna be honest, this looks like a turd. It's not the prettiest looking cookie, but the joke was, you know, that this product is so good that it's worth resurrecting for. I'm not a religious guy. I don't, you know, I can see the attempt at humor here, but it also, for me, it's kind of, it falls flat.
Theologically, it's wildly inaccurate. Let's just begin with that, right? Like, Jesus did not resurrect and then start to eat the rock of the tomb. So, I mean, I do think you.
But
you
the have comments to, were like full of people that were super offended.
Yeah. So again, you just have to be careful when you put things out there. So, you know, as a you know, a church attendee, former pastor, you know, all that kind of stuff, I'm probably the wrong person. Like, I would see that and just be like, meh, whatever. Mm. Because I'm not super easily offended as a person. I think that there's a lot of, we have to have a lot of grace and understanding. Like, hey, if somebody's not part of your faith system, they're probably not going to understand like that Jesus didn't resurrect and then begin to eat the tomb or the rock, right?
Like, I don't think it's even that deep.
No, I know. Yeah. I know it's not that, right? Like, they're upset because they're using a holy day and a day that is meant to be sacred and trying to sell cookies. That would be offensible to a lot of people. And but I also understand why people would be offended by it. Mm. But also, they said Happy Easter, and Easter, if you care to know, is not a religious holiday. Easter is a pagan holiday for the spring solstice. At one point in time, the Catholic Church has merged with Passover to create a holiday because they wanted to make sure that the people that they were conquering would have a day that they could. Anyway, there's a whole history behind Easter. So what I would say to my fellow religious Christian humans is, we don't be as easily offended. And I would also say to brands, just stay away. There's no point.
Yeah, I don't know that
in pissing off a large group of people in the United States. Like, what would, I mean, you're talking about Catholics, Mormons, evangelical Christians who all celebrate this day as a holy religious holiday. That would be my point, is like,
yeah, is it worth?
There's no reason to do it. It's,
and this leads back to,
sorry, no. I mean, negative publicity is not always good. I know people say like any publicity is good publicity. It's not. People will definitely, when they have to make a choice, and I've done this before as well. When I have to make a choice for like, what am I going to buy? If somebody has personally offended me, I'm not going to support their brand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, it goes back to, you know, the whole point is to sell a product, right? If that's what you're doing in marketing, then is April Fool's, you know, potentially offending people, no matter how big of a group, how is that beneficial? You know, you can't, I mean, if that's your brand, if you're part of a brand where you're like specifically offending people, Liquid Death kind of does that, right? Where they're not necessarily trying to offend, but they're really kind of digging into this look and style. You know, they'll share people's hate comments or people misunderstanding, thinking it's beer versus water, and they kind of like dig into that and they insult back. I don't know if that's kind of made this mainstream where brands want to do this, but it, when it comes to like religion, and again, I'm not a religious person at all. It doesn't seem like it's worth it. It's like a bigger risk. There's more downside than there is up.
Especially for a cookie company. Like, I get it. There are certainly companies out there who have their target audience is, you know, either like the far right or the far left politically, and they're just going to offend the other sides and lob bombs at each other. And we're so sick. I'm personally so sick of all of that, but like, I totally understand why they're doing that. In terms of like, they're just trying to sell stuff. But for 90% of the brands, like David just pointed out, that division is just not, I don't think it's worth it. The risk is not worth the reward, would be my point.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's like this one came out here, which is Radio Flyer came out with a cologne. And they have like a little video that kind of shows the product, you know, kids in wagons and stuff. Not offensive.
Yeah.
Not, you know, but then it's also not not powerful.
No, yeah. So that's the fine line that I think brands have to walk, whether it's their primary packaging, you know, or well, like I did an unboxing, go check it out on LinkedIn yesterday. And it was for this brand, and I had their founder on, this brand called Corpse Reviver. Mm-hmm. And it's right here. And this is not like this isn't a brand that is associated with evangelical Christianity but I did the unboxing because I thought like it's a pretty appropriate day. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about the resurrection of the dead, and this has like, you know, there's dead skulls and things like that. Like this isn't April Fool's Day. This is the name of their brand. And it, by the way, really incredible hydration drink, to be honest with you, way better than plant-based chicken dog water. That's going to be the new tagline, Corpse Reviver. Better than plant-based chicken dog water. But, you know, I mean, I did it, and I was even worried about people like coming into the comments like, oh, on Easter Sunday, like there's a goddess reviving, and I thought you were a Christian. So like I even had to think about that, and I made no mention of in the unboxing video, I made no mention of the fact that it was Easter Sunday because these things live on forever. But I don't know.
I mean, here's something Fred, our buddy Fred, kind of shared here. This is from 10 years ago, but you know, one of these jokes going wrong, right? They've got they launch a funny product, and then same thing, people. You know, people go after this. Now the brand didn't launch this, but it's a hoax. But of course, it's like,
you know, people are suing them because they didn't launch it.
Yeah, so I guess this is like Pringles, right? With the Olipop. So maybe you can get if you're launching a product that's a parody. Was it clear that it's a parody? I guess like, can you parody packaging unless it's like specifically funny?
Let's get a lawyer on. A packaging parody lawyer.
Yeah. They're clamoring to get on. I don't know, but that's so many
backed up. Just make one call.
That's right.
You see them on the billboards driving through Vegas. Call more lawyer.
That's right. I don't know. So end of the day here, like what's your take? What say you, Adam Peake? Is April Fool's packaging worth it?
In general, I would say no. It's very rare to do one that like lands right on the line of funny, kind of believable, and is going to cause somebody to reach out. I think it's a really, really hard thing for a brand to do. It's much easier to put a cup of water over your sibling's door when they walk out in the morning and the water falls on them and you go, April Fool's. Or you know, whatever it might be, though, to me, that's kind of what the day is for, and brands trying to hijack it are doing less good. Yeah, I agree, Fred. Lawyers are the worst. Sorry if all the lawyers out there listening, we love you so much. You're the best.
That's right.
If you can subscribe or go buy a packaging t-shirt, packagingfashion.com. So you can rock your recycled PP. I mean, I don't know if a brand ever asked me, hey, we're thinking about doing a April Fool's packaging, you know, release. What do you think? I'd be like, no, just do something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
And especially if you're going to do it in conjunction. I don't know if that last crumb was supposed to be also in conjunction with April Fool's. Like they'd come out and be like, April Fool's, sorry, it was just a joke. Then it would be like doubly worse.
Right.
I don't know. I would just say brand, stay away from it. That's my take.
Yeah. I mean, because we're in packaging, you also have to think, right? Because we're in packaging, we're looking at it from a packaging perspective. So we do see the humor in it. It does, you know, it is funny. And we're kind of in that marketing space as well. but the majority of the country and the majority of consumers are not, right? So like, how does my mom take this? Like, how does, you know, somebody that's completely out of the industry and is just a consumer, what are they, how do they perceive this? Do they think it's funny?
I don't know. I agree though with David. It comes with risks, confusion, backlash. It's like,
I'd say the safest one here that was good was probably Olipop, you know?
Yeah.
Adidas was kind of cool, but that's not necessarily April Fool's, right?
No, I was like, yeah, you should do this.
Yeah, you don't believe that they're launching a pair of shoes that are made of car, you know, that look like a box. Like that's,
I feel like Dude Wipes did one last year that was pretty good too. They're another brand that they're not nearly as aggressive as as Liquid Death, but they did, by the way, win the Liquid Death advertising thing. So there's like a Dude Wipes Liquid Death box that's supposed to be coming out soon.
No, they lost it.
They lost it?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
No way.
Liquid Death held a contest to see who would pay for marketing on their box. And I think Dude Wipes got to like $330,000 that they would pay to be on the box. And then Liquid Death came back like the day after they announced that they were going to partner with Dude Wipes and said, oh, there was a glitch in the system, so we're opening this back up again. And then I think I can't remember who it was, but they ended up paying like $500,000 to be on the boxes, which
it says the eBay sucks. Auction was compromised as some bidders couldn't get in.
Yeah.
But also their post on Twitter/X has done decently well. Think about it. They actually got a lot of play out of that whole process and have had to pay $0.
Yeah.
So in a sense, the Death to Dingleberries campaign that Dude Wipes wanted to run with Liquid Death was probably a win. But I feel like they had a pretty good one last year. Maybe I'd say this. For brands like Liquid Death, for brands like Dude Wipes, you're already out there as like that's part of your brand. Mm-hmm. So maybe for them, coming up with something cool and creative is a way to flex your creative muscles and to have something that lands and is fun. So I'd be like, yeah, you guys could probably do it. But for most brands, not worth it. That's my thought.
Yeah, just one last one here. So, you know, David saying mixing, we should learn from mixing politics and religion with business. Think about Bud Light. You got to focus on selling, you know, if you're a brand to sell a product and you're employing people because of that product that you're selling, then you kind of got to take that stuff seriously. I do want to share this one last thing here, which is, if I can open it, let's see. Hang on. I got to re-screenshot this thing in order to share it. But this is not an April Fool's joke. And this is what's crazy. Is it seems like an April Fool's joke. But it is not.
We're all just waiting on pins and needles. By the way, shout out to everyone who's been listening to us go for 38 minutes here. It's you're the real MVPs.
That's right. That's right.
It's really just David and Fred. Even Hugh is like, I can't.
He's like, I'm gonna go work on my glass, squeezable glass bottle. Right. So this thing is. This is not a joke. The Rock has a shampoo brand called Papatui. It's a skincare and shampoo, and it's like available at Target. It's a body wash.
People are gonna buy it, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, like that's.
He has no hair.
That's just. Are you gonna buy his shampoo? Maybe the shampoo's for you. You're the Target audience.
I just buy body wash. Because this is now my skin. Like this skin is, and this skin
the same.
Are the same. So I just use the same thing here and here.
But now you can use the Rock's body wash shampoo, right? The shampoo for your skin.
Listen, I'm like the worst consumer for this stuff because I'm just like, I don't know. Does it smell halfway decent? And
it smells
sometimes
like
sometimes I buy stuff because I think the packaging's cool just to make videos, but then I don't rebuy it because I'm like, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And I just end up defaulting to, I mean, I only shower like once a month. So it's April Fools.
once a year. All right. Let's wrap this thing up. In the comments, if you see any cool April Fool's packaging the rest of the day, as people keep releasing it, because this is like the never ending day.
Never ending story.
Share. Do it again.
Three, two, one. The never ending story.
All right.
Falcor, fly.
So yeah, if you see more April Fool's packaging, post it, share it with us on the comments, because we're not going to see all of it, but it's good to kind of keep this going. Yeah,
if you I don't know. Do 90s rappers getting married? Please invite me.
Yeah, for sure. Do share, subscribe on YouTube. If you leave us a review, if you think this is boring and long, let us know. We'll make it longer.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go leave that note right now.
This Perfect.
Episode was the worst. And those talk way too long.
We did. Next week we'll have Corey back, so you guys will be saved.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Emilio Matos.